AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. In Baltimore,
no one is above the law.
The top prosecutor there has announced charges have been filed against six police officers involved in the arrest of a black man who later died. Here's the AP's Warren Levinson.
State's Attorney Marilyn Mosby says the officers illegally arrested Freddie Gray, drove him dangerously around Baltimore in a police van, and denied him medical attention. Congressman Elijah Cummings lauded the charges and said no one had seen Gray as a human being.
And I have come here today to thank God that Marilyn Mosby and her team saw him.
The most serious charge, second-degree murder, was lodged against the driver of the van. In a letter to Mosby before she filed the charges, the head of the police union insisted the officers had acted properly. Warren Levinson, Baltimore.
President Obama talked about the Freddie Gray case at the White House.
It is absolutely vital that the truth comes out on what happened to Mr. Freddie Gray.
Federal prosecutors brought charges against three former allies of New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, but not Christie himself, for clogging traffic at the George Washington Bridge in retaliation to a mayor who did not endorse the governor for re-election. This is U.S. Attorney Paul Fishman.
They manufactured and perpetuated a bogus cover story to cover their tracks, and they callously victimized the people of Fort Lee who were just trying to get to school, go to work, or travel wherever else they needed to go.
One of the three pleaded guilty. Bruce Jenner is being sued for wrongful death in California by the stepchildren of a woman killed in a crash in February involving Jenner. A judge ruled federal authorities are liable for some of the catastrophic flooding that followed Hurricane Katrina, flooding blamed on a now-closed navigation channel. Closing bell is sounded on Wall Street, a big rebound for stocks. The Dow finished up 179 points. This is AP Radio News. The Pentagon is struggling to handle sexual assaults in the ranks and is also trying to deal with retaliation against those who report sexual assaults or try to stop it. Here's AP National Security Correspondent Sagar Magani.
A RAND study last year concluded about 60% of sex assault victims believe they faced backlash from commanders or peers.
That when they report or try to stop these crimes, they're being ostracized or retaliated against.
Many victims say it came in the form of social backlash, but unfriending somebody on Facebook or refusing to sit with them at the dining hall is not illegal. The Pentagon acknowledges defining retaliation is tough, but Defense Chief Ash Carter's ordering a department-wide strategy to prevent it. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
An emergency meeting on Yemen by the United Nations Security Council ended today with no immediate statement on the growing crisis there. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.